From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio program. And you know, Jesus Christ is wonderful, is he not? He certainly is. There's a chorus that we used to sing years ago. When I was growing up in western Pennsylvania, my pastor had a radio broadcast every Sunday, and that broadcast would always end with that song entitled, Wonderful, Wonderful Jesus. And he is a wonderful Savior. And I think that it's important for us from time to time to focus on how wonderful Jesus Christ is. There are so many things going on in the world around us today that many times we get robbed of the wonderful picture of Jesus Christ because we look at the things that are going on around us rather than the things of God. We need to make certain that our eyes are focused on the Lord. Remember that other chorus we sing from time to time? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Well, certainly it is a delight to have you there by the radio today as we continue our study on being a triumphant Christian. Are you a triumphant Christian today? First of all, are you a Christian? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Can you say that you are born again? If not, trust Christ as Savior. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now and ask him to save you, and he will. But then, the Lord wants you to live the victorious Christian life, and you can by his grace. I knew a fellow years ago that many times he would come to me and he'd say, Pastor, the Christian life is so hard to live. Well, stop to think about that for a minute, and I want you to think about what I'm going to say. The Christian life is hard to live if we are trying to live it by our own power and by our own strength. But when we yield the biblical principles and when we yield to the Lordship of Christ and when we yield to the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then it's God who gives us the strength to live the Christian life, and it's not so difficult. I've often said that the Christian life is not a difficult life to live, but it's a disciplined life. And what I mean by that, we need to discipline ourselves to say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God. And when we do that, the Spirit of God will control us. Remember over in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And walking in the Spirit is simply a day-by-day, step-by-step walk, depending upon the power of the Holy Spirit. And we do that when we say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God. When we say no to sin and self and yes to the Word of God, then the Spirit of God controls our life and we live the victorious Christian life. But so many people are struggling to be a triumphant Christian, and that's what we are talking about this week. So far, we've emphasized that if one is going to live the triumphant Christian life, that person, maybe you, I'm talking to today, you need to make sure of your salvation. That's the foundational factor. Secondly, you need to yield to the Lordship of Christ. That's the controlling factor. Yesterday, we noted that if you want to live the triumphant Christian life, you need to flee sinful situations and live the separated Christian life. That's what I simply call the separation factor. Today, we're going to look at the fourth key in the triumphant Christian life, and that is to study the Word of God. To study the Word of God. Let me ask you right now, how is your Bible study these days? What have you learned from the Word of God recently? You know, one of the things that I love to do where I serve as pastor here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is on Wednesday night during prayer meeting and Bible study, during the praise time, I will often ask people, give me a word of praise as to what you've been learning from the Word of God. And it's always interesting to hear the kind of testimonies that people give. So let me ask you right now, what have you learned recently from the Word of God? Maybe even today. What have you learned today from the Word of God? Well, I can hear some of you saying, well, Pastor Gary, I've learned this and that. And yet, on the other hand, I can hear some saying perhaps, ooh, it's been a while since I've learned too much from God's Word. Why? Why aren't you learning from the Word of God? The answer is simply because you're not studying it. Now, over in the book of James chapter 1 and verse 25, we have a very key verse when it comes to the concept of studying the Word of God. James chapter 1 and verse 25, it says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Wow. You might want to write a great big wow beside that verse in your Bible. I want to repeat it for you again. James chapter 1 and verse 25. It says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Now, we are talking about living the triumphant Christian life. Well, the way to do that is to study the Word of God that will bring blessing in what we do, which means it will bring into our lives victory. It will lead us to a triumphant Christian life, but we must be in the Word of God. Studying God's Word daily is what I call the defensive factor. You know, there's sin out there all around us all of the time. The Bible teaches us that that the devil himself does everything that he can to disrupt us. He seeks whom he may devour. He is constantly throwing his wicked, evil darts at us, as it were. And the way to defend ourselves against that sinfulness that's all around us and those fiery darts that he casts at us is to be in the Word of God and to study the Word of God. Not just read the Word of God. Many people read the Bible daily, and that's great. It's important. It helps us to understand what the Bible is saying. And I do trust and pray that you have your daily Bible reading. I know that there are many people who do what they can to read through the Bible in a year or whatever the case. I've been told that if you read the Bible just 15 minutes a day, you can get through the Bible in 1 year. And maybe you can start going through the Bible the second time in 1 year. So Bible reading is very important. But we are talking about studying, digging deeply into the Word of God, getting the meaning of the words. I often say when I'm preaching, never overlook even the small words of your Bible. For instance, in this verse that we have before us right now, James chapter 1 and verse 25, it starts out with that little word, but. Don't just skim over that. You see, in this context, he's talking about being a doer of the word and not only a hearer of the word. And then he says that if you just hear the word and don't do it, you're going to be like the person who looks into the mirror and sees how bad he looks and then just comes away without fixing himself up. He said, don't be that way. You want to look into the Word of God and do the Word of God. And so he comes there in verse 25 and he says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. To look into the perfect law of liberty means to study it. It means to penetrate it. It means to dig into it. And the Bible is the perfect law of liberty in that it sets us free from sin. And that's talking about studying, looking into the perfect law of liberty and continuing therein. That is, studying the Word of God deeply, and then doing it day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, and not forgetting what we have learned, but obeying what the Bible says, that's going to bring blessing to our lives. Indeed, that's going to enable us to be a triumphal Christian. What about you? How is your study of God's Word? If you're not studying the Word of God, I will guarantee you, you're not living the victorious Christian life. The Bible is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. It is that which keeps us from sin. And the more we study it, and the more we obey it, the more we will be free from sin, and the more we will live the triumphal Christian life. Beloved, study God's Word daily. That's the defensive factor in living the triumphal Christian life. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to be looking at another step in living the triumphal Christian life. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus truly could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.